You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Obviously coming off the back of a pretty impressive win at the weekend, Spurs. Do they follow up in the Europa League here?
Yes, I think they do. You can tell by my hesitation there that I'm not massively confident. And the only reason I'm not massively confident in them doing it is because they don't do an awful lot away from home. Yeah, you look back at even their successful Europa League performance, you know, seasons. You know, the wins are kind of the sporadic. You know, they won at AEL in August of last year. They won at Asteras Tripolis at Tripolis in November of last year, but lost to Besiktas, lost in Fiorentina, drew with Partizan. You know, so I don't get too worked up by them. Monaco are having a shocker. They lost to 3-0 to PSG, which is fair enough. But lost 3-2 to Lorient as well at the weekend in their last home game. So yeah, I'm not massively keen on them. Drew 3-3 away at Guingamp, the 10th in Ligue 1. And when you look at Tottenham's form, you know, you mentioned that result there. That 2-1 defeat to Arsenal in the League Cup is actually their only defeat since they lost to Manchester United. So you're looking at, you know, a run there of 8 games, 1 defeat, 3 draws, admittedly, when they went on that little draw period against Stoke, Leicester and Everton. But since then, they've won 4 and lost 1, beating Sunderland away, Crystal Palace at home, Carabag at home, the League Cup loss to Arsenal, and then that tremendous win at the weekend. I was surprised, I must admit. I mean, I thought Man City was strolling around in the first half, and then suddenly that Dier goal, and then the other one straight after half time for Alderweireld, and someone lit a fire under them, didn't they? Basically, team news is massive here. You know, I want to know what kind of team they're going to play before I start having my bets, because you know you're looking forward to. I mean, for instance, you know, is Kane now the Premier League guy, and you know, Heung-min Son is the Europa League guy? If that is the case, then you know that's great, and you know, I think you latch onto him, because as we saw from Kane, it's a great springboard for someone to start scoring their goals. Monaco are a good team, but they're open, and I think there could be goals in this game. You know, so you look at the price; it's 21-10 for Heung-min Son, who did great in that previous game. I like him as a player. Everyone was raving about him before he came to Tottenham. I hadn't seen an awful lot of him in truth, but I think he's a good player. Christian Eriksen, I think he's just starting to, you know, find his form again after coming back from an injury. He's 14-5 to score at any time here. I'm going to leave the outrights alone, although I think, you know, Tottenham at 14-5 does give you a bit of a way in on like a double chance bet or even a draw no bet. The 13-8 draw no bet, Tottenham. Odds on for the plus one or the double chance. But I'll steer clear of the outrights here. I think they could bring something back, Tottenham, but I'll play Heung-min Son to score any time at 21-10.
Yeah, very much want to keep an eye on the team news. If Harry Kane plays 2-1, you think that's a good price?
Standout, I love that. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he will.
No,
I see no reason for him to play, really. But if he does play, love that 2-1.
And likewise, Heung-min Son, we've seen he's a goal scorer already. 21 to 10, sorry. It's not a bad price either. So no. Whichever one of those two starts, if both of them start, you've got a headache. But whichever one of those
I'll still play Kane, personally. But yeah, so I mean, I don't think Monaco are anything to be scared of. I don't think Ligue 1 is anything to write home about. You know, PSG are obviously a chock full of talent, and Monaco have got good players, but you know, they went to Anderlecht and drew 1-1 in the opening Europa League game. That's not great, is it? Let's be fair. So yeah, Tottenham, I'd love to see Tottenham get a result there, but I'll just play on the goal scorers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.